Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I'm begging you to put your love.
love and hand out.
Yeah, welcome to the show. This is your host, Jerry Williams. We have this is the Jerry and Paula show. So we are going to be covering a lot of topics today. And so give me just a moment and we'll get started.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.
Okay, that was weird. It started playing by itself and everything. I was like, what the hell is going on with this thing? it's so weird. Anyway, so I just wanted to kind of throw out there today, I want to welcome everyone to the show, first off. And we have a big show for you. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that have been happening in the news. Texas, for example, we're going to be talking about that. Texas has a lot of stuff happening there. And if anybody hasn't really been paying attention with Texas, you really need to see some of the crazy crap. A lot of things have been happening with the new abortion law that they've been putting in there and putting in place. So we will cover that. And all the new latest updates here. And also, Texas just had a new law, I guess they passed by the governor, and the governor says no mandation to COVID vaccines in his state to employers, that no employer will be allowed to mandate that their employees can or must have the COVID vaccine. Here's my thing. I just find it very interesting that people find that getting a vaccine is just like stupidity. And it's not about health issues anymore. That's what people are not thinking. I mean, it is about health issues, but the people are not doing it about health issues. They're doing it about politics. And that's all it is. This is all these Trump people who support Trump and still continuously support Trump, that they're all about let's not get vaccinated. Even though their fearless leader, the orange buffoon, actually got vaccinated himself. And it's funny that they are against it because it's against their rights, they say. It's against their beliefs. It's against their constitutional rights. And then you have the medical field, where nurses are going on strike and saying, well, I don't have a job anymore thanks to the mandation of the COVID vaccine that I'm not going to get. But the problem is, The problem is that these healthcare officials, nurses, doctors, or whomever, who do end up quitting their job or getting laid off or getting fired because they don't want to get a COVID vaccine, they got to realize this. Folks, in the medical field, nurses and doctors and all of them, they already have mandation of vaccines. Did you know that? Most, well, pretty much every nursing and doctor facility, I don't care what health care industry you get into, well, the first vaccine that you have to take or get is the hepatitis vaccine. Because when you're working in a healthcare facility, they want you to be vaccinated against hepatitis so that you don't get hepatitis from your patients or you don't spread hepatitis. Another one is that they test you for tuberculosis. So you have to get tested for it, and they make you get tested for it. You cannot start a job in the healthcare industry without a TB test. And then you have the MRSA. They do vaccinations from that, and they have those vaccinations. They have vaccinations in the industry for pretty much every illness that you have to go. The flu vaccine, you have to have it to be in the healthcare industry. You have to have this. You have to have that. But what makes it different with the COVID vaccine? Huh? What makes it different? Nothing. So what is it happening here? I'll tell you. It's because it's politics. It's all about the politics of what it is. Because of the word COVID vaccine, the word COVID is the reason why people are doing this. This is why people are getting really stupid with it, because it's all about saying it's about the COVID vaccine and the word COVID in it. And it's all about these people reading conspiracies and lies and the conspiracy theories and believing in the propaganda of the of these conspiracies. It's stupidity. And that's what we're dealing with here. And we're also going to cover today, democracy is in action of our country. And I've got to be honest with you, we need to be really paying attention to this, because Donald Trump, the goofy buffoon, and his followers are really, they're even the Republican Party, or Trumplican Party, I should call it, you know, they're saying this. Here's what they're saying now. Well, we're going to go ahead and go past January 6th and all that stuff. Now we're going to move on. It's time to move on to the future. So now they're trying to really push in play an idea of trying to get Trump, you know, in office. And so, you know, there's all these speculations he's going to, who he's going to pick for his running mate. And this is why Pence has been coming out and saying what he's been saying, trying to back up Trump on a lot of things. And so they're going to be picking for 2024, right? Here's the thing. It's going to be a crazy election in 2024. We need to look at 2022 right now. I mean, that's the main thing. We have an election coming up for 2022. And if you would vote blue, if you vote for your Democrats and get these Republicans out of office who don't want to play by the book, or they don't want to, you know, be constitutional on everything. And no matter of fact, what they want to do, I mean, these Trumplicans are responsible. They are, for a lot of this bullshit we're dealing with now. And I get tired of hearing people say, look at the mess we're in right now because of Joe Biden. I love to hear people say that. You know why? Because they're idiots. A president, it takes at least 3 to 4 years of his term to show the effects. So the previous administration, that's what you're going to see. So whether it's good or bad, for example, in the last administration, Donald Trump was showing that he was having a good year until COVID, right? Well, you know, he came right out of the gate saying, I built up the economy and did this and did that. But the problem is, he didn't do that. The person who did it was Barack Obama, because he, at the end of his term, started to show the growth of our job increase in the course of our economy, and it started moving up into the Trump administration. Once again, another Trump administration, what did he do? He just, you know, took it and said, well, I did it. You know, I did that. But he didn't. And if you want to look at the craziness of a serious recession we were in at the beginning of Obama's term, that wasn't because of Obama. That was because of George Bush. So you have to look at the process and the way it works. It doesn't happen that fast. A lot of people think that once a president is elected on the day one, that they're responsible, that they're the ones who did something. You know what I mean? It's so idiotic that people think that, but it takes a long process for this to happen. So we're going to be covering that. We're going to be covering a lot of stuff and more right here. And so let me just throw out there, I'm going to throw something out here real quick before I bring Paula in, and she's our co-host. My thing is, I just wanted to say something real quick before we get the show started. And the first thing I want to say is, so last night I had a really bad situation that happened in my family here, and a friend of mine, whom I've known for probably about 30 years in my family, a good friend, he would travel with me. He did my security when I was doing Elvis impersonations and stuff like that. And when we would tour and do stuff, he would always be the head of my security. Anyway, so like 3 months ago, he was diagnosed with cancer. And it was cancer in the neck that they were actually referring to as tongue cancer. And so he went through the chemo treatments and the radiation. And as a matter of fact, today would have been his, or tomorrow would have been his last treatment. And so what happened last night is he ended up having it where his wife was telling me that he was sitting in the chair, and within 10 minutes, he was sitting there for an hour. My wife called and checked up on him with his wife, and he was talking in the background. Everything was fine. He was getting up. He was going to the bathroom. He was going to take a shower, and he said, no, I'm not going to take a shower. I just don't feel good. I feel weak. So he went back to sit down in his chair, and all of a sudden, he started, according to his wife, he just started to look like he was taking real long breaths, like he couldn't catch his breath. And then all of a sudden, he went into to where he was unresponsive. She called 911. Paramedics came out. They picked him up, and he was still unresponsive. They were trying to get him awake, and then they went to take him out to the ambulance. And as soon as they put him in the ambulance, all of a sudden, he went into cardiac arrest. So they ended up having to do CPR on him, and so they administered CPR and took him to the hospital. Now, we were getting ready to head out to go to the hospital to catch up, but according to the police officer was there, he said, give them 30 minutes because there's nothing you can do. You can't get inside the hospital. There's no way to get into the room when they're trying to, because they're going to have to assess him and get him stabilized. So just wait like 30 minutes if you can. And that's what we did. We waited 30 minutes, no call, nothing. We didn't. And we were like, well, let's go ahead and go on down. So we went, I said, let's go ahead and go on down. We'll drive you down. Cause we went over to their house, and I said, told his wife, said, let's go on down to the hospital and we'll take you down there. And so here's what happened. I told his daughter to call the hospital to make sure, get a status as we're leaving. And the hospital said, so she called, and long story short, she called the hospital, and the hospital said, hold on 1 second, let me go check. And she went back, and all of a sudden the next thing we hear is the doctor picking up on the phone and said, hi, I just want to let you know that they did, CPR on him. They were bringing him down. And he's like, I got bad news. Unfortunately, he passed away. We tried everything we could do. And as terrible as it is to get that message or information over the phone, that's the part where I'm like, just blows my mind that they actually told him the family over the phone without telling them to come down here, and then, you know, take your time, and we'll talk, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it was just a weird scenario situation that happened. So we ended up going down to the hospital, and we got down there. And right away, you know, the nursing staff was really rude and everything. And, I mean, they were like, you know, you got to make sure you put this mask on, which we already knew. But they're like, you know, they kept, she's like, you must put your, I mean, the first thing that we're concerned about is that this man, our friend, her husband just passed away. And that's what's on your mind, right? So the doctor had all the family go into a room. Well, his mother ended up showing up there because, you know, we called her and said, you know, your son, blah, blah, blah. We didn't tell her what happened yet because we didn't know. And then, so she was on her way, and then she was coming from Maysville, Kentucky to Batavia, which is like about a 45-minute drive. So she got to the hospital, and as we pulled up, she was at the desk, and they didn't tell her. I guess they were getting ready to go check. So when we got to the inside, his wife told his mom, and she just broke down. It was just terrible, you know, the whole thing. And like I said, the doctor put us in a room and said that he believes that, you know, without doing an autopsy and all that kind of stuff, that he had, because he was taking the radiation treatments and all that, that it actually weakened his heart. And he said that it's either A, that the heart was weakened and, you know, he went into cardiac arrest, because that is likely can happen anytime you're doing radiation in the neck, jaw, breasts, or anything that's upper, basically, of the chest. Or it could be a blood clot that moved from the leg up to the lungs and went into a pulmonary embolism, which is very likely that can occur too from radiation treatment. Anyway, the weird part of this whole thing is that he's like, to be honest with you, this is what the doctor said. He goes, to be honest with you, we did not even know who he was when he came in. We just listed him as John Doe because we didn't know who he was. And we're like, you didn't have his information or nothing? They gave it to the police officer, and the police officer was supposed to relay that, and of course it never did. So they were just sitting there like, oh yeah, he had passed away within five, you know, he's already gone by the time they got there at the hospital. So he's like, you know, so within, you know, you got to think that it only takes them 5 minutes to get from where they're going. So I'd say about 10 minutes altogether to get in the hospital. And of course we went 30 minutes. And he had already been passed away. So that just, it was a weird thing. From that point, it got even weirder than that. So then we all took, you know, they went back and did their thing. And then we went outside and trying to make the story as quick as possible. So we went outside and everybody met outside. You know, we all went outside and got some air and stuff. And we were getting ready to just, you know, chat and see whatever. Getting ready to leave to go back to take them home. And all of a sudden, we get another call, and the call comes through. And it says, hi, this is blah, blah, blah with Mercy. We're an affiliate that is with the hospital. We work with them. So, and this is exactly what the lady said. This is where it's going to blow your mind. We just wanted to ask, you know, how was his eyes? Was his eyes in good vision? Can we go ahead and talk about him donating his organs to our organization? I mean, you got to think, this is all within a time period of within an hour. I've never seen anything like it, man. It's like, I don't know. It's like there's no soul anymore in the medical field. I'm not saying all hospitals are like that, but this one was definitely like that. So that's what I was dealing with last night, and this is what we have going on, and I just wanted to kind of share that with each and every one of you tonight. You know, I'm going to do my best to stick here. I got Paula here to be my co-host and my wing girl here. So regardless on if we agree or disagree with our politics or views with each other, we always encourage you that if you like to comment or put your input in, please call us on the phone line here. you're more than welcome to. Always remember to hit the option 1 that lets us know you want to talk to us. Or you can hit option 2 and just listen on the soundboard. So I just wanted to tell everybody this before we get the show started, and that way you know that what I was dealing with here on this situation. And so if there's times where I'm kind of in and out here for a minute, that's because I am dealing with this situation. Okay. So with that said, let's get back to politics. Let's get back to the news. Let's get back to everything that's happening, because that's the important part here. It is crazy out there, and we need and we must be ready for what's happening and what's coming around the corner. All right. With that said, let's go ahead and bring in our co-host, and we'll get the show started.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back.
Oh, yeah, now we got our one and only girl, Miss Paula Alexander from Arkansas. What's happening, Miss Paula?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, sweetie. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm so sorry about your friend. How old was he?
He was 51.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Isn't that crazy? And he just had started beating the cancer part of it, and he would have had his, like I said, last radiation treatment in tomorrow, because he was doing the cancer was actually in remission, basically.
My mother had when I was 13 years old, my mother had cancer. Found out she had cancer of the cervix and uterus, which is a killer. And they gave her radiation. They gave her, actually, they gave her two different kinds of radiation. And she, I have to tell you, she was only like 33 years old. And or 35, and I was only like 13. And they wouldn't allow me in the room with her. They wouldn't allow me in the room, but it must depend on the person, because my mother lived to be 90 years old.
Wow.
But she was on a ward with other women. You have to remember how long ago that was. That's been that's been like 55 years ago. 55 years ago, somewhere in there. So, you know, cancer therapy was still in its infancy. And she was on a ward with, I think it was 7 other women, and she was the only one that lived. They gave them different types of treatments than they gave her. It's like my mother was a guinea pig for the kind of treatment. They, I'll tell you what they did, and I'll try to be polite about it. Because it was cancer of the cervix and uterus, they actually inserted radiation balls into her hoo-ha.
Wow.
And it was, But the one bad thing it left her with was it burned her spine. And so she had back problems for the rest of her life. So, but, you know, they've come a long way since then. So I think it depends on the person. Maybe your friend already had a, did he already have a bad heart? Do you know?
No. They checked. He actually had a good heart and everything. So that's the part that is kind of weird, but... And we had seen him the day before, and we talked to him and everything. He was really happy that he had one more treatment, and that he was talking about going to a grown crowd buffet up here because it just reopened. And he's like, when I get done with this, we'll get better and go to Grown Crowd. And, that was just weird.
Yeah. So
but,
I guess...
But the weird... But, But the weird part that, like I was explaining, that what got me was, is that the hospital and what they've, the kind of stuff that they were doing, I guess I'm thinking maybe it might be because of COVID that they deal with the deaths so much that they're numb to it, maybe, you know, but did they get the information over the phone without, you know, saying, hey, you need to come down? Or the other one, which was the organ thing, that blew my mind. I've never heard that before.
I probably can answer this one. You have to remember that they have to harvest organs as soon as possible. So, you know, they can't allow the body to go very long. If you're going to donate organs, they have to take them as soon as possible. So that's probably why that phone call was made so soon. And, yeah, it seems harsh and it seems cruel, but at the same time, if an organ donation was going to be made, it's got to be done quickly.
Hmm. So, yeah, it was just weird. I've never seen it before. Maybe it's because, and of course he was not an organ donor, so they you know, obviously. But the weird, just to me, it seemed like I guess when you're in the midst of the emotions and everything, but I think to me it seemed like what it felt like was like, you know how like an injury lawyer, when they see somebody getting an ambulance chaser hits, you know, somebody gets an accident, they go and they call them immediately, you know, or they're like some kind of like advertisement, you know, that they start calling you as soon as you look at something on the internet, you know.
Well, they probably get notifications from the hospital online somehow. They probably have some sort of way of messaging that automatically, if the hospital registered it and it's hooked up to that company that harvests organs, then they probably got it immediately. So.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why that was done. And another thing is, this just occurred to me. So many people are unable to donate organs because they die of COVID. And they're not going to harvest organs from a COVID patient. So they're probably short on organ donations because of that. So it's unfortunate, but it's true. Yeah. Because I've seen where people have been helped by organ donations. So,
makes sense. It does make sense. So the question I have, I know I was figuring we'd move forward to the show, but so where would you like to start at? Because there's a lot of stuff.
Okay. Well, let's start off with your commentary about the vaccine. Okay. My thing is that throughout my life, I have gotten vaccinations for everything under the sun. I think I told you on the last show, I stopped counting vaccinations after about a dozen. And then I can't remember them all. Starting about 6-7 years old, I started getting vaccinations. And I'm 68. So, I mean, I've had polio, smallpox vaccinations, rubella vaccinations. I've had my yearly flu vaccine. I've been getting flu vaccinations for years. I've had senior pneumonia shot. A couple years ago, they started saying that, telling seniors to go get, it's called a senior pneumonia shot. I went and got that. It covers like 9-10 kinds of pneumonia. I got that. I've had the COVID. I mean, I probably had 15-20 vaccinations in my life. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and what I don't understand is that is how people can deny a COVID vaccination when they've had to get vaccinations to go to school. And their children have had to get vaccinations to go to school. I don't understand that. Why is it? Oh,
right.
And I know another thing. Another thing I want to bring up is that there are, because it's been false information, misinformation by QAnon Trumplicans and even lawmakers, officials, that fetal cells are in COVID. They are in the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. They are not. But you know what they are in? You know what they are in?
Aren't they in that medication?
They're on the drug that Trump took when he got COVID.
Yeah, Remdesivir.
Yeah. Fetal cells in it. So all the people that support him that are saying, well, I'm not getting the COVID vaccine because it's got fetal. Dumbasses, Trump took a drug that had fetal cells in it so he can survive.
He did, man.
That's hypocrisy at its finest.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even my own neighbor told me, I asked her if she was getting the vaccine. No, I'm not. I go, why not? I mean, I got rough with her. Why not? And she goes, I don't know what's in that shit. I'm not putting that in my body. And I go, well, you need to put that in your body. And she slammed the door in my face.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And I like when they say, you know, because they had these conspiracy theories and shit, but I like when they say there's a, they're going to put a RFID chip in there, and it's going to, you know, it's going to get in your system. That's what they're trying to inject everybody with that. And the thing is, you're worried about an RFID chip in your vaccine, but you're not worried about your cell phone or your smart TVs or all that shit that they actually do look through. I guarantee you they go through that shit.
Yep.
So, but
our
you're
Facebook,
not worried. You're not
Twitter.
Worried about those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
And it doesn't make sense. And no, there are not chips in a vaccine. In fact, if you go to the cdc.gov website, you can find the ingredients for the COVID vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
It will tell you on the website what's in. And if you don't know what a certain ingredient is, Google that. Write it down and Google that when you're done reading all the, you know.
Right,
I mean,
and look at the real stuff. Look at the scientific sites, the real sites, not the propaganda sites and the conspiracy theories. That when, you know, something pops up and says, "Well, look, this is what it is." You know, don't that's misdirection.
No, go to the CD. The CDC website will tell you what the ingredients are in each of the vaccines. It will tell you what it is. And if you, like I said, if you don't know what one of the ingredients are or several of the ingredients, write it down, and when you're done reading about the vaccines, then Google those ingredients, and it will plainly tell you what's in each vaccine, and there are not fetal cells in each one, or a Bill Gates chip.
Exactly. Which now, since we're talking about COVID and COVID vaccines and all the stuff happening, so let's go into Texas. So Texas governor bans COVID-19 vaccine mandates by any employer in the state.
I mean, how cruel can you get? That's telling people that have been hesitant in deciding to get the vaccine that they can't get the vaccine. They're not allowing people to make that decision. Well, and the thing is that they think people like us are trying to make you get the vaccine. We are suggesting you get the vaccine because we don't want you to die.
Right, exactly.
Even those that oppose our politics, we still don't want you to die. We are conscious of your mortality. Over 700,000 people in this country have now died from COVID.
Why the fuck
don't you want to get a vaccine that might possibly keep you from dying? Or wear a mask that possibly might keep you from dying? And that makes me think of all the anti-maskers, the people at school board meetings, the one school, I can't remember where it was, what state it's in or what school it was, but they showed a video. The school had a walk to school day where everybody walked to school, and you could see parents escorting their kids. There were people with signs chasing them down the sidewalk with signs. You're killing your child. You're killing your child. They can't breathe air. They can't. Okay, so my question to you is, if a doctor or nurse can wear a mask in surgery for an hour or 12 hours to do a surgery, why can't your child wear a mask in school for, how long is it? 7-8 hours. What? Why?
Yeah.
It's an excuse. It is, and like you said, it's politics. And let's make this unpolitical. Let's make this non-political for a minute.
Absolutely.
Like you said earlier.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. This should not be because the Biden administration is trying to get you to mask up or get the vaccine because he's a Democrat. This is because of your because of your damn life.
Yeah. I mean, it proves that the more people get vaccinated, the more the chance that they keep spreading over to another one. And a matter of fact, I thought it was really cool that I've seen them talk about this in a PSA advertisement, and you know what it said was, and it said that when you get vaccinated, it also keeps the virus spreading into a different variant, like we have, like with the Delta variant, so it can actually spiral off into other variants, you know, if you're not vaccinated, because it's building up different type of form of variant through that person's body.
Okay. And right now, most people are dying of COVID are dying from the Delta variant. Now, let me explain. Because I see this on Twitter all the time. Well, how come so many people are dying or getting COVID? How many people, why are people getting COVID anyway if they're vaccinated? This is the deal, people. The vaccine will get catching regular COVID, okay? The Delta variant is twice as strong. It's twice as strong as the regular COVID. People like you and me that are vaccinated may get the Delta variant. Like, I've seen several people on Twitter that have actually got the Delta variant and run a fever and be ill, but they don't freaking die.
Right,
that's
correct.
The difference.
Yep.
You can still catch the stronger Delta COVID the starter COVID Delta variant, but you will not die. And I keep seeing this, will 99% people survive after catching COVID? No.
Right.
That is so misunderstood. 99% of vaccinated people won't die. There's only been 0.09% of people who have died. Let me repeat that. 0.09% of people who have died after getting the vaccine. 99% of the people who get COVID after the vaccine die. It's not 99% of the unvaccinated people. It's 99% of the vaccinated people who will not die.
Right, exactly. It's
I keep seeing this online. And
it's,
yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I had a friend of mine. She ended up getting COVID. And when she got COVID, she got real sick. And this is just recently, like within the first week or two, she ended up getting COVID. And then she went and got an antibody test, or not antibody test. She went to get the antibodies where you can get like a, so I guess they put you in a room and they put an IV in you and allow your body to build up the antibodies. And so she got that, and it was really, really crazy. But she got the antibodies, and then it actually helped her. It saved her life. So let me back that up one more time. So she got COVID-19. She got the coronavirus 2 weeks ago, and she has all kinds of health problems, asthma, lung problems, you out the ass. And what she did is they gave her the antibodies. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to do the antibodies. What's crazy is she was against the vaccine, the mask wearing. She was against it. She was one of those people that said, yeah, you take the vaccine and you're going to, blah, blah, blah. The same people. She's a Trumplican, 100%. And then she got COVID and ended up getting the fucking antibodies that she bitched about to save her life. And I said, I cannot believe that. Paula's back. I'm going to bring her back in, too. There you are.
Okay.
There you
back.
Are.
I got...
Yay!
My messenger is... I have a new phone, and I've been playing with my messenger tonight because I wasn't getting notifications that I was getting messages. So I think... I thought I had it back, but it told me the number I had dialed is no longer available.
It's like, already then? I don't think Facebook has totally fixed their shit yet,
Well, the thing is what I learned tonight by Googling trying to fix Messenger is that Messenger is now a free entity outside of, they have made it outside of Facebook. Did you know that?
No.
I don't know how they did
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Do you mean, are you talking about, like downloading it like an app, or?
Well, it was already on the phone when I got this phone last week, but.
Okay.
I had to sign in through Facebook. So I've read that it's a separate entity, but apparently it is still halfway through Facebook.
Okay.
So I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand
why
It's a separate entity, but it's not.
And it's owned by the same. That's just weird. That is weird. It makes you wonder. Like, it doesn't make sense. How, you know? I mean, I don't know why they would do that. I mean, unless they want people to. Some people can. I mean, can people just get the messenger and not take Facebook, or?
I guess maybe.
That's weird.
I get but Facebook was on my phone too. So Facebook and Messenger were both on the phone when I got it. So I don't understand. I don't get it. But I will tell you this. I got a when I got disconnected, I got a notification for Facebook. So I'm thinking that notification disconnected me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so different than what it was on old phones. But I also read on Google that this is a problem with a lot of people, that they cannot get their notifications on Facebook. And so I had to go in and fake it. So
fake it till you make it. I like that. So you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting is that people are talking about – I was kind of reading some of it, but I don't know the whole story. I don't know. Maybe you know more information about it. So the Iowa rally that Trump did, I mean, they're talking a lot about this. Like, they're like, it's the most bizarre worry of all worries of this rally other than the other ones he held. And I don't know exactly – do you know anything about that?
I do. I have independent journalists. Well, I have actually real reporters. I have reporters and journalists on my Twitter. And one of the independent journalists had worked for Vox.com, V-O-X.com. And he left the company to start his own website. And he took portions of the rally and put it on his Twitter feed so that we can see all the insanity that went on there. I mean, basically he's calling on for another civil war.
Oh, sweet God.
I know.
When will he ever win? The thing is that he got away with it the first time, so he figures, well, I can do it again. And that's what Trump's thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, it was – he had about 10 individual clips. And you want to hear the weird part? C-SPAN played the whole thing. But you know what Fox did?
Uh-uh.
When he called for a civil war, they cut it off. Fox did.
No shit. That's surprising.
No shit. Yeah. But everybody's pissed at C-SPAN for playing the whole damn thing. You know what C-SPAN is.
Right, yeah.
It's like the government TV network.
Like that's the like the channel like C-SPAN is the one where they show all the government channels and all the government stuff that's happening and everything, right? That's the channel you're talking about.
Right. They okay. Like if there's certain things going on in Congress or the Senate, and if they're allowed to televise it, they will televise it live while it's going on. So they cover the Trump rally live, the whole damn thing, all the bullshit, all the craziness, and its party is actually doing themselves in. And the reason I say that is they must get a text message or a Zoom call or an email. Because every day they have a different talking point against the Biden administration. each day they have, or the vaccine mandates, or whatever, whatever. Like today, like all of a sudden, a whole bunch of these Republican politicians are going to the border the past few days. And
yeah,
to witness. And, yeah. Well, do you know why? They've been told to do so by somebody. You need to go to the border and witness it. And today was, not only did they go to the border, but Kamala is in here.
Right. Oh.
Okay. Because we
really?
Don't have, we normally have what's called a border czar. Like czar, like in Russia, czar, C-Z-A-R, czar. Okay? Because the most recent border czar resigned in April.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually don't have a border czar. So Kamala has been kind of taking over, but she's not the actual border czar. There are still positions in the Biden administration open because the Republicans are denying Biden selections for those positions.
Oh, wow.
And so the talking point today was, like, I saw Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. She was down at the border yesterday and today. She tweets out, Kamala's not at the border. Well, hello. She's the vice. I replied back. She's the freaking vice president of the United States. She's kind of busy, you know.
Oh my God! Are they serious?
Yes, they are. They're talking points. Yesterday and today, it's also been okay. So Southwest Airlines has grounded their planes and canceled like thousands of flights, of tickets. And so, because they're being told by Southwest, if you're not vaccinated, you cannot work on our plane. Okay? So the QAnon Republican lawmakers are blaming that on Biden. They are throwing spaghetti against the wall. They're throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing if it'll stick every day with something stupid, ignorant, to try and make him look bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it seems like. I mean, it seems like they're trying to... And the other thing is that they're doing... that, like, because all this stuff that's happening with this debt-stealing thing, you know? Like Mitch McConnell,
right,
for example. That he's going through some crazy shit. Like, so they had 11... You know, we all know that 11 Republican senators cited to get the thing passed until December. But then now he's out talking about doing like more of a hostage against Joe Biden, saying, you know, that Mitch McConnell said that it's typically obnoxious letter. He sent it to President Joe Biden. And next time Republicans are really going to blow up the global economy. And that's what he sent, was a threatening message to Joe Biden. Right before he, you know, voted with the other 10 Republicans. I mean, it just, you know, it was like, we're going to give you something, and now we're going to really take it away, or we're going to try to go after you now. We're going to try to slam you. That's what they're doing.
I knew he would do that, because he said that they wouldn't pass anything Obama put out there, any bill that Obama put out, and now he's saying the same thing. He said the same thing about the Biden administration. And what he's doing and what he's doing. But Trump started, well, no, Trump didn't start because Mitch was already Senate Majority Leader at the time of Obama. But I guess Trump has emphasized it. What's going on? And what I don't understand is how Mitch McConnell and these QAnon Republicans, including my own senator, Tom Cotton, and I heard Mitch and him had a discussion. Anyway, what they're doing because of Trump is they are blowing up their own party. This is,
oh, yeah.
They are lying. Everything they put online is a lie. And they think we're all too stupid to see the lies. They're counting on the lies to put them through.
What?
But what it's actually doing is showing their true face.
Absolutely.
And it's going to make them implode. And in fact, I have a picture I pass along when I feel necessary. Let me look it up because I need to look it up. Well, I mean, it kind of says it all.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
absolutely. It's a picture of Trump. And it says in big, bold letters, I'm destroying the Republican Party, and they're loving me for it. In other words, yeah, he is absolutely destroying the Republican Party. And they're allowing it by passing along, you know, what gets me is I didn't like Reagan. Reagan raised taxes. He taxed Social Security. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
Okay. Everybody thought he was so great.
Reaganomics.
Yeah, Reaganomics. I remember back then, and I remember hardly being able to feed my son or feed myself or, you know, my husband at the time had a job in a print shop making maybe $6-7 an hour. And we had to live on that because we couldn't afford for me go to work because I had a baby, a toddler at the time. So, but other than that, okay, the man was at least classy.
Yeah, we can agree on that one.
He had some integrity and some class. The Republican Party since then, completely downhill from there.
Oh, yeah.
You okay? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, these people, these Republicans now, these QAnon idiots.
Yeah, they're fucked up now.
Lying. Yeah. Every day it's a different lie. And what's amazing is I'm not the only one that calls them out. Laughing and laughing and laughing at them. You know, every time Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Jim Jordan or Donald Trump Jr. or who else? Any of these people post something?
All of them.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. Every time they post something.
It's lying, Ted Cruz.
Oh, do you know what he did today?
What did he do? Oh, God.
Okay, you know, he was born in Canada, but he says he's of Cuban descent. But today was Columbus. Today was Columbus Day. And he puts out, you know, you can only put like 168 or 268 letters or spaces on a Twitter post. So he put out this 17-page tweet on the same subject, saying he was, because Columbus was Italian, all of a sudden he's saying he's Italian-American. When he's been saying forever that he was Cuban.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's an idiot.
I mean, think about that. So everybody knows that you've been telling everybody forever that you're Cuban. And now all of a sudden you're Italian? What the fuck? I mean, this thing was 17 tweets long, talking about Columbus Day and how he was. I mean, when they say Lionhead Cruz, they are not kidding.
I mean, even Donald Trump called him Lionhead Cruz. You remember that?
Yes, and he said his wife was ugly. He said that his dad killed. He said his dad killed. What was it, John Kennedy or Robert Kennedy?
Which he did. John Kennedy Jr.
Was it?
I think it was him.
Okay.
Well, because the QAnon conspiracies also say that the Clintons killed John Kennedy Jr. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so it was either John or Robert Kennedy that he killed. And Cruz, you know, talked bad about him. And then all of a sudden he joined the cult. The cult of Trump.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So how did that happen?
That's a good point.
What I don't understand... is Trump lost the election. He lost the White House, the Senate, and the Congress. He lost all three, and yet these people are still pandering to him. These politicians are still using his playbook, knowing he lost.
Yep.
He lost.
Oh, yeah.
He lost everything for them. Plus, he tried to overthrow the government, overturn an election, and he's still trying to overturn the election. Hello. Biden's been in office for 10 months?
Yeah. Yep.
Which leads me to Crazy Wendy Rogers from Arizona. This woman is insane. She's leading. She's the one who's gotten the recounts done in Arizona. How many? I can't remember how many times. Three? Four? I think it's three.
Four. Three. Yeah, three.
Four? Three. Okay.
No, it's three.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. So she's still trying to do another one. Even
Does
after the
learn?
Cyber ninjas went in, she won't learn. She is brain dead. I mean, Biden, by the cyber ninjas, Biden still got, like, what was it, 90, 91 more votes in this last recount? Bitch is still trying to overturn the, and people are left. She's making a fucking fool out of herself. She really is.
That's terrible. That they that they will kiss Trump's ass so much that they'll make a fool of themselves like that.
And you know what? She was in the Air Force. She was a pilot for the Air Force.
Jeez. Oh my God.
So.
Well, look at the insurrection when they all stormed the Capitol. Remember, and when that the one that got killed, she was Air Force assistant too. Yeah.
She was. I can't remember. Was she? Was it Air Force or Navy? Or Navy.
What was her name? Ashley Babbitt?
Yeah, it's spelled I. That's how they spell it. How she spelled it. And
yeah, okay. I remember.
Okay. So I can't remember whether she was what arm of the service she was in. But
that's
another thing that
I'll let you look it. I'll look it up real quick while you do that.
Find
out.
That's another thing that Trump did at the rally was memorialize. She broke
talks about
into
all her awards. Oh my gosh, she had a whole bunch of medals. Like she had.
Yeah, but
this is what's kind of crazy. She was awarded. First, in 2004, it was called the retroactive. She got a award for terrorism, combating terrorism, which is kind of weird because you get a medal for defending against terrorism, and then you go and do it. That's domestic terrorism, what they did.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's more behind the insurrection than I see breaking news all the time on Twitter. There's a lot more behind the scenes BS than what the average American knows. Like the planning of it. And I've seen these people go, well, the FBI hasn't found anything wrong. No. That's wrong. They said there was no active planning, which is also wrong.
Right.
In fact, the FBI is arresting people all the time over the insurrection. So I'm curious. I'm looking it up.
It's so terrible what happens with these people that they engross themselves so much in a pro-Trump support that they get so crazy with this shit. And it's like I'm telling you, this is like brainwashed type of stuff that you see. Like I'm talking about like what the KGB does and stuff like that.
Right. Well, and what I just looked it up. 671 people have been charged in the Capitol insurrection so far. 671 people. Some of them are regretting what they did, and I think it's taking going to jail, being arrested and going to jail, being charged, for them to have an eye-opening experience. Like, oh my God, what did I do? I really do.
Right, exactly. Because once you cross that line, then you start to go, oh, I wish I would have done this or that. I shouldn't have done that. And that's when that's what they call the point of no return. And that's where that's what these people are dealing with. And by the way, Paula, it said here, I just was reading an article It said that former President Donald Trump reportedly recorded a video message making the birthday of Ashley Babbitt, his supporter who was shot and killed by the police after storming the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, in which he wished her a happy birthday and called on the Justice Department to reopen its investigation into her death. The pre-recorded video was reported played Sunday in Texas, where Babbitt's family and friends had gathered in honor of what would have been her 36th birthday. And it says here that Trump says she was shot and tragically killed. Today would have been her birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley. Trump called Babbitt a truly incredible person, whose memory will live on in our hearts for all time.
That was at the rally, I think. He said something similar at the rally. You know what kills me about Trump and his followers is that this man is obviously insane.
Evil. Yeah.
He's obviously insane.
This shit's no different than what Hitler did with his. It's a cult. And it's no different what Hitler did.
Right.
It's no different than what other dictators are doing right now. Currently, Putin and what's his name? The freaking idiot over there, fat boy that lost all that weight, Kim Jong-un, or, any of these other ones. To me, it's no different even from Waco, Texas, how that was an occult put together and everybody believed him.
Or Jim Jones.
So Donald Trump thinks he is God in a sense. He thinks he's a Christian leader. And, we've heard him say this multiple times, that God is with him and God's this and that. He's got these people believing that stuff.
Okay. I just got a tweet from one of our senators here in Arkansas. This is to our governor. Will Asa Hutchinson, I am publicly asking you to stand up for the people of Arkansas and protect them. Don't let our nurses, doctors, teachers, and other hardworking people be fired for objecting to vaccine mandates. Protect families and individual liberty.
Ooh.
Somebody replied back.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody replied, if Texas jumped off a cliff, I'd send a nice floral arrangement.
Oh, my God.
Somebody else said, if people like you were in power in the 50s and 60s, we'd still be dealing with polio outbreaks. You are a snake.
Fuck yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can get any breaking news.
Yeah, I was kind of looking through some of the breaking news that's been happening here.
Yeah.
So what about the one thing I know that happened, I don't think we discussed this yet, but what about the whole thing that, the United States met with the Taliban to talk to them, and, of course, what I heard – is the Taliban turned the U.S. down. Do you remember the story?
You mean last year?
Yes. I think it was last year. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It says, hang on, let me just look at this. It says, U.S. calls talks with Taliban candid and professional following the Doha meeting. The U.S. Just read a little bit of this. It says the U.S. Senate Department said Sunday that this week's talks with representatives of the Taliban in Doha, Qatar, the first such gathering since U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan at the end of August, were candid and professional, while emphasizing that the Taliban will be judged on all its actions, not only its words.
Trump made a deal with the Taliban. He sent Mike Pompeo to Doha, Qatar, and they made a deal to release 5,000 Taliban. You know, the people that were killing other people for no reason. And now one of those people that were freed, one of those 5,000 men that were freed with the Taliban, is now the president of Pakistan.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to find today. Here's some more breaking news that came out today. The FBI raided the home of the Philadelphia Proud Boys vice president to gather information on the January 6th attack. That came out today.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. MTG. 2 hours ago. Hang on. Damn it.
You okay?
I smoke, so I have sinus problems.
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a breaking news
more.
Right here. This
okay.
just came out. So this is something that came out not too long ago. It says, Dog the Bounty Hunter reportedly suffers injury during Brian Laundrie's manhunt and is now reported to stop the manhunt.
Who is this?
Dog the Bounty
Hunter. Who is it?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah. He got an injury, so he... Right?
Yes. So he's headed back to Colorado. And he said he'll continue with calls, but he's taken off. Yeah, he injured his ankle.
Another Orange County, North Carolina School Board normal meeting agenda was repeated, and there's a video of it. was repeatedly interrupted by multiple people tonight attempting to disrupt the meeting by talking about CRT. One speaker was full Proud Boys gear. Another thing. Mike Pence. Okay. Hang on. Where'd it go? I read it earlier, but I want to read it off the screen. Pence is on video saying that January 6th was just another day, and they wanted to lynch him.
Oh my God, seriously. Yeah, well, no, that, you're right, because when that's what I don't understand. See, Pence comes out and says, well, you know what, you know, I really support Trump and this and that. And he knows they were going to lynch his ass, like you just said. So how in the hell, what the hell's happening? I think with Pence, I think it's because he's hoping to be back on the ticket of 2024.
Right. I'm hoping Trump isn't around in 2024. That's Do you know that he's 75 now? He's 75 now. Yeah. Now, granted, Biden is 78 now, but he's got more couth, if you will, in his pinky finger than Trump has in his brain. More breaking news about Ron DeSantis, who's put an anti-mandate on everything, everybody, every person in Florida. This says Ron DeSantis is now using state attorneys to criminally investigate school board members that are going against his policies. Now, my thing is, what I've been wondering is why Biden can't go in and override the governors.
Right.
Yep.
I don't understand either, because can't he do that federally as a president?
I think he has to do it legally, through, like, the attorney general or through the DOJ, Department of Justice. I think they have to be sued, which takes time. So what Biden has done, and this is going against President of the United States, is that DeSantis is trying to DeSantis is like, he's trying to be like Hitler, like Trump, and they say he's going to run for president in 2024 or as vice president. Can you imagine a ticket with Trump and DeSantis on it? What part of loser party can you say? That's our loser ticket. Loser ticket. How in the hell, if they voted against Trump on the last election, on the 2020 election, this country, well, I know how. It's called gerrymandering.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. For those who do not know what gerrymandering is, it's going into your state, Senate, Congress, or whatever it is, and going before the board and having a vote taken. This just happened here in Arkansas a few days ago. They're saying it's unconstitutional. And I also read where somebody here in Arkansas, some sort of state or country attorney or some attorney, is suing the state of Arkansas because they said it's unconstitutional. But what they do, Each senator, each congressperson is over a certain district. A district has, if you go on a map and go into your state, you can see where the districts run. And they each have a number. And you can find your district number by Googling it. What is the what is the Senate district for Arkansas or Ohio? And what they do, what they're doing is they're redrawing the lines of the districts so that, like here in Arkansas, what they've done in the Little Rock area is they have redrawn the lines away from African-American just areas. So, because they know that African Americans are going to vote Democrat, and so what these Republicans are doing is having the lines redrawn so that African Americans and poor people cannot vote, or if they vote, it's not fair, it's unfair. And you would think it would be illegal. You would think it'd be illegal. And it might be.
Oh yeah. You would think it would. I mean, you would think it would be, but I just I was reading this article. This is breaking news. It just came out like about 17 minutes ago. It says on CNN that John Gruden has resigned as head coach of the Los Angeles Vegas Raiders after reports of homophobic, racist, and misogynistic emails. It says here that he actually was spreading rumors and information that were racist and homophobic. He was doing misogynistic language in emails where he worked as an ESPN analyst. It says, "I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry I never meant to hurt anyone," he said. There you go.
Yeah, well, I saw that he resigned, but I didn't know why. So the deal is that now he's sorry because he had to resign and he's losing his income.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to lose his. And that's the thing about racism and being homophobic, is that when you do that, let me put it this way. When you don't understand what racism and homophobia is, and you just put it out there anyway, you're dumb shit.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when you're in the public... a public figure and in the public eye, they see that stuff. I mean, you know, it's going to be posted.
It makes you wonder who turned him in.
I guarantee you know it's somebody that's very, very much doesn't like his ass. It probably could have been somebody who was maybe gay or, you know, or somebody who was African-American. Yeah. I mean, you got to think in football, that's a lot, you know, high numbers of people is the African-American community is in football. And that's amazing. You know, but I would say it's probably one of those. That sounds
right.
About right.
Yeah. I
oh
mean,
my gosh.
Do we have any phone calls or letters? Emails?
We had a couple there that there was a couple phone calls, but I do have a little. There was some emails came in. I'm gonna look at them real quick, and then we'll let me look at this. I'm gonna take a real quick break, and then we'll come right back, and then I'll look at these emails, and we'll decipher some of them for some questions here. So So hang on 1 second, sweetie. If you guys have to use the bathroom, this is the perfect time to go. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about what's going on in politics and all the other news and all the latest hot topics right here on the Jerry and Paula Show, where we try to get you the information you need, and we try to share that out there. It's funny that we were talking about Ronald E. Reagan. No, I'm just kidding. I liked when Archie Bunker used to say Richard E. Nixon. But anyway, here's a thing that American Dad put together. This was, what's his name, Seth MacFarlane. And it's kind of funny because when you think about the stuff that's on there, it's some really good information here that there's a song he plays about Ollie North and tells a story about the Iran-Contra affair. So I want to play it, and then we'll be right back here in just a minute.
Wait, who's Oliver North?
What? I can't believe you kids don't know about the great patriot Ollie North.
In the 80s, there was Cold War drama. We fought the commies inside Nicaragua. Our friends were the Contras. Freedom was their mantra, so we sent them lots of money for guns and landmines. But Congress stopped the Contra money flow, just cause they moved a teeny bit of blow. But then a hero came forth, his name was Oliver North. He and Reagan went around the sissy Congress. Ollie North, Ollie North. You see, North secretly sold missiles to a harmless country called Iran that would always be a grateful ally. Then he gave the profits to the Contras. Genius! But the sales were uncovered by the press. Reagan and North began to stress.
Yay!
'Cause what they did was technically high treason. But it was totally justified. North volunteered to take the blame, to save Reagan from prison rape shame. The truth, he did bury with his hot secretary, thanks to her shredder. He got off totally scot-free. Ollie North, Ollie North, he's a soldier and a hero and a novelist. And now he's on Fox News.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
That is Kara Bell. Near Austin, Texas, during a school board meeting about COVID, Bell is angry.
It's the one and only Deagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
What? I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a f- when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swank in my hair. Trick, quit talking, quick walk if you down with the set. Take a f- put some grip and take this f- on the jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, Lil Buck.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King up the beach, ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, keep the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dre and Snoop hitting cumblers in the lag. With Doc in the back sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hood.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach.
Central out to the west side. It's California love, it's California. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust Stone for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, oh my, you be thinking we soft. We don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, oh my, you be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Take it, baby.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
I was born early, Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a fantastic audience. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you gotta love Elvis whenever you get to hear Trilogy, American Trilogy. Love Elvis Presley, he's the best. So we're gonna do some emails now. And if you'd like to call in, you're more than welcome to. The phone number here is 845-241-9873. And so I was just, you know, these emails are going to be fun. I got to get Paula back in here real quick so we can do these emails. Are you ready for some emails there, Miss Paula?
Sure.
You're going to love this.
Oh.
So somebody emailed me something, and they put a link in there, of course, you know, because the Fox News immediately. And you know that it's going to be a problem when it goes. Any link that goes to Fox News is already a problem before you even read the freaking
yep.
email.
Right. That, because they don't do anything but lie. And people suck
exactly.
it up.
Exactly. So here, this is from a guy by the name of Bob, if that's his real name. And he is from Washington, D.C. Stensley, because I sent you a link showing you about this story. And I want you to read it and then tell me what you think. I know what I think,
okay.
that Donald Trump will be president again very soon. All right, so here's the link. Here's the link, and then, you know, of course, you know, that was a great comedy act from those people. Thank you very much for sharing that. So here it is.
Okay.
Breaking news from Fox News. This was an hour ago. It says two workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications, spurring
God.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to call for the U.S. Department of Justice investigation. After 20 years of documentation failure in Fulton County elections, Georgians are tired of waiting to see what the next embarrassing revelation will be. And the Department of Justice needs to take a long look what happened in Fulton County is doing and how their leadership disenfranchises Fulton voters through incompetence of the malfeasance. And voters are in Georgia are sick of Fulton County's failures. It says that the two identified employees are accused of shredding batches of applications the county received instead of properly processing them. And according to a release from Fulton County Registration Elections Director Richard Barron, here we go, majority of them were on the Republican side.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the link is to Fox News.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get my bearings because, like you said, anything that comes from Fox News is complete and total bullshit.
Absolutely.
I mean, Carlson Tucker, somebody, as much as he lies about the vaccine, somebody actually believed, people have actually believed him. And died. So
yeah, exactly.
That's what Fox News does. So okay. So all right. So I'm gonna go. Okay. Oh, you sent it to me. Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, I sent it to you because I figured you could see it and see what I just read in a sense, but. The whole thing is stupid.
You know,
anything can be Fox.
Okay, I'm actually Googling it because I want to see what else is being said about it. you know, that's the thing with Trumpsters. They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't Google. They don't go on Google and actually see if there are other. Okay. Apparently, it's true.
So this just happened. I mean, this because according to the email when it was sent or whatever in the article, it said it was like 1 hour ago.
Yeah. Well, this is the I'm looking at Newsweek, and it says 4:50 today, 4:50 p.m.
So I wonder if that's if it's like a time thing. Well, I don't know.
But
what did it say now?
It also makes me wonder if it doesn't matter because there were still enough votes for Biden. And you never know. Maybe the shredding was done for we're on Trump's votes. The workers who were not publicly identified were thought to have checked out the voter materials to process them, but were suspected of shredding some of the documents instead. Some of their coworkers noticed the alleged activity and reported it to their supervisors on October 8th. The two workers accused of shredding the documents were subsequently fired, county elections officials said. You know, in the end, it actually wouldn't matter. Because,
yeah,
so many people voted for Biden anyway that it wouldn't probably matter. Okay. I don't want to look at that.
Oh, God, there's another one, too. I got another email. It's funny.
Okay.
You're going to like this one. What? While you're looking at that, so there's another one here. This is from Amanda, and she's from Texas. She writes here, just wanted to ask a question and see what your viewpoint is. How do you feel about the Facebook whistleblower, a.k.a. the fake whistleblower, Frances Haugen, this week was given a platform and, of course, to testify before Congress and the same Democrat legal team that superheaded Donald Trump's impeachment proceedings, highlighting that Haugen is not a true whistleblower, but a Democrat, of course, we all know, chilling calling for Facebook to censor more opinions she doesn't like. It's a Democrat in disguise.
And your point is?
Oh, my God.
Democrat? What does it matter if she's a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, because she is trying... What she's trying to say is that this is a coup against Trump and Facebook because Facebook is a part of Trump's, you know, campaigns and stuff or, you know, help is on Trump's side. So she's trying to tell you or trying to tell us basically that the same Democrat that went against Trump on the legal team is the one who's heading this up against this whistleblower that they picked.
Okay, first of all, Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump. Everybody that meets with Trump ends up being a cult member. Second of all, the very next day, and they called it everything but what it was, Facebook was down for 6 hours. Are you going
yep.
to tell me that Facebook wasn't trying to either hide shit or change their algorithms?
Yep.
That means she hit a button. She hit a button because it must be true. I mean, did she seem like a dumbass to you? No. Why would 60 Minutes put her on and she goes before Congress? I mean, when you go before Congress, you actually take an oath to tell the truth. You have to stand up, raise your right hand, and swear to tell the truth. That's what's going to happen to all these politicians and Trumpsters that are going to get taken before Congress for the J6 meeting. There are some that have already testified. They have to stand there and raise the right hand and take an oath to tell the truth. And the thing is if you lie, they already have information that will say that you're lying.
Oh, yeah.
They know the truth before they even ask it. So this woman went before Congress and testified. She had to raise her right hand and swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Just like in a regular court of law. So that means Congress already had inside information.
Oh yeah.
They just
oh, yeah.
wanted to hear
yep.
it from the they just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
And if she was fake, why didn't Mark Zuckerberg come out and say she was fake? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Instead, he shut down Facebook for 6 hours, and they were saying they were like, it was some kind of glitch in the system. Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
How coincidental is that?
Do what?
I said, how coincidental is that she goes out on 60 Minutes and the next day it's shut down for 2 hours? That's called, oh, shit, we better shut this shit down for a minute.
It was actually 6 hours, but...
Yeah, that's what it was, 6 hours, yep.
So, you know, don't tell me Congress didn't already know. They probably have other whistleblowers that have...
Oh, yeah.
That are behind the scenes. So don't tell me that, yeah, it's not just, who cares if she was Republican or Democrat? If Trump is, I mean, if Facebook and Instagram, I also watched a documentary on CNN the other night about the girls who have died and almost starved themselves with anorexia and bulimia because of the misinformation that's being put out on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook owns Instagram, by the way. Yeah, these girls,
yep.
and they actually went before the cameras and said, you know, so you're telling me that she's lying about that too? When the girls are actually coming out on camera and saying, I was fucked over by Facebook and Instagram on camera.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. Okay, so we got another email. This one is from, David, and he is in Canada, and he has a question here, or a comment, actually. He says that my question to you, God, both of you guys, is on your vaccinations in America of what you guys have going on. The one thing that I find very concerning is this, that Dr. Fauci comes out and admits on the news that he is going to produce a vaccine that 6-month-old babies to be vaccinated with this vaccine. It's going to be a universal flu shot. And to me, this is wrong because it's still part of the propaganda and control of your United States government.
Okay.
And he said, yep.
Okay. Do you know that pregnant women and the babies they carry are dying like crazy from the moms not being vaccinated? This is even unborn babies that are being stillborn or having to be taken early by C-section because the mother is dying from COVID. So don't tell me. They said, I've seen interviews on TV, like all of them have said pregnant women should get vaccinated. So if a pregnant woman is supposed to get vaccinated and have a baby in her belly, why can't a 6-month-old baby be vaccinated? All they do, when they make a vaccine like this, they don't give them the adult version of the vaccine. They dilute it. They make it tiny, tiny. They put the ability to make their body immune to a disease that might kill them.
Well, and here's another point that would be good. This is another point to make, and this is a good point to make as well. So when babies are born, I know somebody, it's a nurse, and I get them in the family, and they said when babies are born, they take the babies away from the mom. For me, you know, that's what they do. They go over and clean them up and stuff like that. But apparently, they actually give them their first, what they call boosters, when they're born. These are what are known as survival boosters. So that means like that, so that they're immune to certain germs in society when they come out of the womb. They said a lot of people don't know because they don't know what they do behind the closed doors or whatever. But it's not nothing that is severe or dangerous or anything of that magnitude. It's just a universal part that they do to make sure that babies are part of the healthy system as they come out of the womb.
Right.
So my thing is this: babies get vaccinated. So there's no difference. And another point I want to make real quick is how come these people, I mean, these are going to be the same people that do they're saying this about the same email, Paula, but they worry about aborted babies. They worry about abortions, but they don't give a shit. They when it comes to, I mean, they don't, you know, they're all about, oh, we can't do that. But as soon as they talk about vaccines for 6-month-year-old babies that will protect them and save them, they don't care if they fucking die. Do you see what I'm saying? That don't make sense, does it?
Right. That's a really good point. That I did not know that. Now I know that.
Yeah.
They probably take an eyedropper and put it in their mouth, and they automatically
swallow.
That's
exactly what they do. Yep, they put it in their mouth. The person I know is family. I have a family member who is like the head of Children's Hospital, and he is a physician's assistant now. Works a lot with kids and that. But anyway, he told me about this and said that it's a little dropper. They put it in there. It doesn't harm the baby. It's not anything that needs to be consented by the parent because it's something that's mandated through through like each state that they have to do it to help them as they come out of the womb so they can adapt to our society and our germs and so forth.
So, to our Canadian friend, stop worrying. It's not wrong. They're being protected from a disease that can kill them. I heard Canada is very vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
They were mandated. And Biden needs to do
well,
the same thing.
Well, I think they should.
Yeah, oh.
Number one,
they
should be mandated.
I think,
we should be mandated.
I think
you know why they're mandated. Paula, why they're mandating? I can guarantee you that Canada's mandating because they have a universal health care system for everybody. And, you know,
yeah.
That it's you know, a government health care system. And that they probably say, you know, you have to take the vaccine in order to keep your health care, basically, because they're paying for it.
Yeah. Well, and I heard that, you know, Macron in France has mandated vaccines. Most of Europe, their COVID rates are way down because they are under universal health care.
Yeah, we're the only screwed up country that don't do anything.
I know. And I see it coming. I think that the only reason that Biden is hesitating is because so many people are fighting against it because it's been made political.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny, like, this person, I got another person here. This is, this person here, his name is Julia, and she is, didn't give a state where she's from, but she writes and says, so I like listening to the show. I think you guys do a great job. Please keep the information rolling. I think that to me, where I'm at, we don't get a lot of the facts, so we really enjoy getting the factual information, and you guys definitely have the factual information. So I thank you for staying on that topics. And then she writes here and says, the question I have for you guys, what do you think about with the increase of gas pricing going up due to, number one, an oil spill, and number two, China and their coal and
okay.
The pricing being raised on that.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's been another talking point from QAnon lawmakers on Twitter. The gas prices are higher because of Biden. No. No president has the ability to lower or raise gas prices or gas and oil prices. It's not in their job description. So all those people out there listening that think the gas prices are higher because of Biden, suck it up. It's not him. He doesn't regulate gas prices. Just like Trump didn't regulate gas and oil prices. Gas and oil pricing is done by OPEC in Saudi Arabia. They are the ones with the most oil in the world. They hold the key to gas and oil pricing. And maybe the oil spill on the West Coast in California maybe have a little bit to do with it, but it mostly has to do with the pandemic. We are coming out of a period where it's supply and demand. For a year, people have not been, they've stayed in. They have not been going to the store, not been going to restaurants, not been out and about like before the pandemic. And what OPEC is doing is they're trying to catch up on their income. It may not be right, but it's what's happening. It is what it is. And they're trying to get their income up. OPEC is trying to raising the prices because of a pandemic. Supply and demand. So, you know, all you idiots out there blaming Biden for this, he can't do that.
Well, first, when the gas prices first went up, you remember in January, like right around that time, they were like, oh, it's because of the pipeline. You know, it was like,
yeah.
Now they're coming up with a different
idea.
I've
heard that too. I mean, a lot of people do not know this.
We're in a pandemic, people. Things are going to happen. The prices are going to go up. Food shortages are going to happen.
And food prices are going to get going up too, I hear. But not gas and oil prices. Not like gas and oil prices. So, no, a freaking president doesn't have the ability to lower or raise gas pricing. It's not in their job description. They do not have the ability to do that. They just don't. Nobody. None. Not Kennedy, not George Bush Jr., not George Bush Sr., not Trump, not Biden. It's just not their job to lower or raise pricing. And I see so many of these idiot lawmakers say, well, the prices went up because of Biden. No. That's when people like me and a lot of other people go in, and literally it takes people like me, not just me, a whole bunch of people like me, to go in and set the record straight so that people can see other people that are actually believing this BS can actually tell the truth.
That's absolutely. And even over the funny thing is, even though we're talking about COVID, here's another email that somebody brought up a point about COVID. And these people, before I read this, I'm going to tell you, Paula, it's another idiot. It always is.
Okay.
It's an anti-vaxxer.
I mean, I may lose you soon. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll keep going until that happens. We should be
okay.
Okay, so this is from an anti-vaxxer. I guarantee you that. And this person's name is Troy, and Troy is from Indiana. And he says, the reason why I don't take the vaccine, that starts out right there, so you know it's an anti-vaxxer and probably a Trumpican. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Says, I don't take the vaccine because there has been so many different issues with people taking the vaccines. For instance, in Indiana, just yesterday, two young children were accidentally given the COVID-19 vaccine instead of a flu shot at Walgreens in our area in Indiana. And according to the local media here, now both are experiencing heart issues, according to their pediatricians. This is from Evans, Indiana, the local Walgreens.
Devonna is from Evans, Indiana. Did you know that? No.
Yeah.
Evansville.
Right. No. Nope. Evansville.
Evansville. I don't know if they're the
same
that's what thing.
I'm sorry, Evans. This is Evansville. I said it wrong. Evansville.
Okay. Yeah, Devonna is from Evansville. Originally. I'd like to know where he got his information. Because
me too.
He didn't send you a link. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. If he's not providing proof.
I just looked it up.
Okay.
I found something here, and I just looked it up. So I'm going to send it to you so you're on the same page I am. This is the link.
Okay. I'm in the kitchen, but okay.
This is,
I'm getting me a shot.
From their, This is from their local news station there. And it is there, which is weird. I will say that there is a news article.
Okay.
There is really a freaking news article, but let's just see what it is. I'll take it with a grain of salt. Members of an Indiana family who went to get a flu shot, including two children, were accidentally given adult doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Their attorney said that they said it happened Monday, and this was Monday actually, at Walgreens Pharmacy. The family of four include two adults and children who are 4 and 5 years old. The Pfizer biotech vaccine is only approved for people ages 12 and older. The companies are seeking approval for use of children 5 to 11. With the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Pfizer and biotech proposed that a dose one-third the size of adults receiving 5 to 11, they have not yet sought permission to approve for children 4 and younger. So the family's attorney, Daniel Tooley, shared what he says are the vaccination cards given to the family members by Walgreens. They show children born in 2016 and 2017 were given a vaccine shot. The family said that they left the pharmacy thinking that they had received their flu shots, but a Walgreens employee later called them and said they had made a mistake. The attorney said that the cards were then issued since the coronavirus vaccine had been given. Tooley said that the children have been taken to a pediatric cardiologist, and the family was told that both are showing signs of heart issues. The family said that the younger child has been sick with a fever and a cough. On Monday, Walgreens sent a following statement. Due to the privacy laws, we cannot comment on specific patient events. However, in general, such instances are rare at Walgreens. Takes these matters very seriously. In the event of an error, our first concern is always our patients' well-being. Our multi-step vaccination procedure, including several safety checks to minimize the chance of human error, and we reviewed this process with our pharmacy staff in order to prevent such an occurrence. So, and it goes on to talk about, like, the deaths, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, my spidey senses are coming up. Kids are going to be okay. I think that, even after I got the vaccine, I got the Moderna, I had a worse reaction with the first one than I did the second one. I curled up on the sofa. I did not run a fever, but I was terribly lethargic and tired. I had no heart issues, no nothing. Yeah, they were wrong in giving the kids the vaccine when they should have been getting a flu shot.
But yeah, I think but I'm wondering, Paula, if they know after they were notified that they received the COVID vaccines instead of the flu vaccine, if the family said, "Oh shit, let's," they consume because of that, but let's get more by saying that they have heart related issues,
that's
and then find
a
doctor. To find a doctor that is affiliated with a lawyer to sign off on it.
And how did they know their kids got the COVID vaccine instead of a flu shot?
Well,
how did they know that?
They said Walgreens contacted them later and told them that they gave them the COVID shot instead of the flu vaccine. So what I'm saying is, after Walgreens notified them, they probably thought immediately they have to have a plan in action, and they have to have some kind of punitive, because when you sue something, there has to be some kind of punitive damages, right? There has to be something that shows that they were physically or emotionally distressed for any kind of punitive damages to get money. So it ain't going to just because of the COVID vaccine that they're going to get a punitive damages. You see what I'm saying? So they had to come up with something that, oh, there's heart-related issues, which is probably one of the side effects that can happen somewhere in that on the CDC website. I guarantee it's there. And so they probably looked that up, and then the lawyer said, oh, let's take you to the doctor. It's one of ours. And he'll sign off on it.
Yeah. That's a possibility. That's a real good possibility. It could be, let's put it this way. I think these kids are going to go through some, you know, side effects. But I think they're going to be all right.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. Do you get the same feeling?
I do, too. I think that's exactly what it is. I think that
people
are jumping the gun a little bit.
Yeah, and in the meantime, that means our children are vaccinated against COVID.
Exactly. So I'm thinking that the parents are just pissed, and they're probably anti-vaxxers on the COVID vaccine.
Right.
Obviously, they were going to do the flu shot, but they weren't going to do the COVID one.
Right. Right. That's what I'm thinking, too. In case you people didn't know it, Jerry and I have six senses, so we pick up on stuff.
Absolutely.
So.
And that's something
that
just hits me. I'm thinking that it might be, and feeling that it might be what it is.
Yeah. I'm thinking they're going to be okay. They may have temporary side effects. I had a temporary side effect. I'm fine now. So, you know. And you are too, right?
What's that? Vaccinated?
You're fine? Yeah. No, you're fine after being vaccinated.
Yeah. I had zero side effects on both of them.
I didn't.
I didn't have anything. Maybe a little sore arm for like maybe 24 hours. That was it.
I had a sore arm for like 3 days. I was lethargic for like 2 days, which gave me a chance to lay up on the sofa and watch TV, not do shit.
Hell yeah.
But watch TV. I'm about to lose you in about 3 or 4 minutes. It's going to cut me off.
Check this out. This out. This is a person. They didn't even give their name. They didn't even give them the name. They told me to tell you. They said, here you go. You ready? It says, real quick, here it is. So this person asks or comments, says, what do you think about Kamala Harris's TV ad where she was doing it for the space program, and she paid children actors to play the part inside the ad?
So, okay. I have a big opinion on this. So, are you against all child actors, even for an instructional or teaching video? Are you against child actors on sitcoms? Are you against child actors on Mr. Rogers or Sesame Street? Or as long as it's instructional, are you against child actors? Really? I actually posted a reply about this on Twitter, and I've got so many likes on my reply to that. Because,
Did you know... Real quick, because I'm not familiar. Is this something that she did? Is this something that's going around or something?
Yeah, she did an instructional video with children about NASA, discussing it, talking to the kids about it, and making points about it. It was like an instructional video, and teaching them about NASA. What's the problem with that? I mean, seriously. Child actors are in sitcoms, in movies, on Mr. Rogers, on Sesame Street. Are you against those child those people that hire those child actors too? Really? Trying to teach
exactly.
kids about things? This is another stupid talking point from the right. So fucking what? That she had child actors. So what? This is just another way to condemn the Biden administration and his female vice president. Female.
Yep.
It's more about the fact that she's black and Indian and a female vice president than it is about hiring child actors. Give me a freaking break.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think about it. Look it up.
I agree.
I'm about to lose you, so you can look it up, the video where she talks to kids.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that and see look at the video and everything on that.
I mean,
well,
I don't see.
Oh, go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
what
would you say?
It's just a stupid, asinine way to attack an African-American Indian female vice president. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, they think she's not doing nothing. They think she's just running around doing nothing, but she is.
Yes.
The difference between
oh my God.
This administration and the last administration is that this administration doesn't need to put everything in the press. They don't need to use the press for their personal
right.
gain. And that's what Trump did. Trump was always on the freaking news or Fox News or one of those news medias. So, and even coming out in the White House and speaking, he did it to, it's a ploy is what he did. He did it to arouse his base.
He is a showman. He is a person who likes to be seen. Did Pence, Do we know everything that Pence was doing behind the scenes? No, we
right.
did not.
Exactly.
It's a pandering.
Nobody
to
complained
a cult.
About that. Yeah, nobody complained about that part, did they?
No. Give me a break. Kamala isn't at the border. Kamala used child actors in her video. What the? I'm sorry. It pisses me off.
Yeah. Come up with a different one, guys. That's so stupid. That is stupid in the fall. That's just so stupid. Well.
I mean, the first.
Go ahead, now.
The first female vice president in the country should be freaking celebrated.
Absolutely.
She should be celebrated.
And unfortunately, Paula, she's getting stripped of that privilege of being the first female vice president and definitely being, in different race and everything. That is what she got stripped of because of the Trump people. It's all about negativity.
Right. And that's what Trump is. Personally, I know you told me it's okay, but I still feel kind of guilty about saying it, I hope the fucker is dead by 2024.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hope he snorts so much Adderall that his brain explodes.
Or his heart.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's sniffing that shit like it's like he's going around. It's TikTok candy candy.
I hope he's
candy candy.
Dead. I know you said it's okay to wish evil bad. Well, I wish evil bad. He's an evil man.
The hard part is trying to destroy evil.
Well, apparently.
He just keeps on going.
It's like, you know, I've actually said a couple of little prayers going, you know, dear Lord, please take this evil monster away from our midst, because the world is better without this negativity.
Yes, it is. You're right. We don't need all that stuff.
And he's evil.
We should get close to ending the show here so we don't run out of time. I think I'd let you close the show up, and then I'll follow right behind you.
Well, I want to say we appreciate all our listeners, whether you agree with us or not. And hope you come back and listen and ask your questions. Call in. And I want to say in Arabic, which is mostly a Muslim language, Salaam Alaikum, which means God be with you. Great week, everybody. And we'll see you next Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. God bless you. We love you. Be safe. Stay safe out there. Get vaccinated. Get yourself taken care of. That's what it's all about. Once again, thank you. Come back Monday. Join us here at the same time, right here, on the Jerry and Paula Show, where we bring the hottest topics that are hitting the newsstands, that we give you the information that is the truth, factual, and we look it up and fact check it and do our own research, which you should be doing the same thing, instead of getting it off QAnon sites, Trump sites, Fox News. Get it the information correctly, period. That's all I have to say about that. All right, let's go ahead, end up the show, and I want to play a couple audios as we end the show, and this is about the whistleblower here.
Now these scathing accusations from a former Facebook executive about how the company handles hate content and misinformation. The whistleblower, Frances Haugen, is a former product manager at Facebook. She's set to testify before Congress tomorrow on how she says the company put profits over public safety. Haugen telling CBS's 60 Minutes that Facebook knows its platform is being used to spread hate and encourage violence, but when given the choice between the public good and the company's bottom line, Facebook looked after its own interests.
One of the consequences of how Facebook is picking out that content today is it is optimizing for content that gets engagement or reaction. But its own research is showing that content that is hateful, that is divisive, that is polarizing, it's easier to inspire people to anger than it is to other emotions. Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer, people will spend less time on the site, they'll click on less ads, they'll make less money.
Wow. That's the bottom line. Haugen also accused Facebook of contributing to the climate that led to the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Why? She says that after the 2020 election, the company reversed some of its own safeguards against election disinformation.
They told us we're dissolving civic integrity. Like, they basically said, oh, good, we made it through the election. There wasn't riots. We can get rid of civic integrity now. Fast forward a couple of months, we got the insurrection. And when they got rid of civic integrity, it was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous. As soon as the election was over, they turned them back off. or they change the settings back to what they were before to prioritize growth over safety. And that really feels like a betrayal of democracy to me.
Growth over safety. CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter has been following this story. Brian, you know, this is really the latest in the series with Facebook, right? Where they know about the damage, the disinformation being shared online, and don't do anything about it, or in this case, it seems, hid that information.
And that's why there are so many comparisons this morning to Big Tobacco, to decades ago when Big Tobacco companies were revealed to have known their products were addictive and deadly. Now, of course, Facebook rejects those comparisons, but they're going to keep coming up because the whistleblower is testifying before a Senate subcommittee tomorrow. So she will be speaking out on Capitol Hill, and she's already lined up a chance to testify in the United Kingdom as well. So what we have in this situation is an insider saying what so many of Facebook's outside critics have been saying for years. Now you have someone who was on the inside, who was working as a product manager, working on misinformation, trying to combat Facebook's problems. She came to conclude that Facebook was not going to do so, that the situation was getting worse. And as you see on screen there, her lawyers have filed at least eight complaints with the SEC, of course, the government agency that regulates the financial markets. So what she is charging is that what Facebook says in public is a lie compared to what she knows in private. She's also the person who leaked all those documents to the Wall Street Journal and provided all this evidence that Facebook knows about the flaws of its platforms. Now, I interviewed Nick Clegg yesterday. He's one of the top spokespeople for Facebook. And essentially, he advances the argument that no social media platform is perfect, but we are trying our best. Here's a part of what Clegg told me.
I think this is a good example of the company doing exactly what I hope people would expect we should do, which is not pretending that everything is perfect on social media. It isn't. Researching where there are the minority of instances where it's not working out right for people, and then trying to fix it as much as we can on our own apps.
So what you hear there is Clegg saying, you know, most people have a good experience on Facebook and Instagram, and for the people who don't, we're trying to improve that. We're trying to fix that. I think the broader question, though, is when there's a product so addictive that's warping our brains and minds that is used by billions of people, is it bigger than anyone can control? Has the monster become too big for Facebook to control?
That's an important question. Yeah. Brian Stelter, appreciate it as always. Joining us now is Lisa Banks. She's an employment and whistleblower attorney who has represented several high-profile clients, including Stephen Sun, the former Capitol Police Chief and former
now aren't you here with me?